This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
During the Christmas week, I like to revisit some of the Christmas carols we sing at this time of the year. In this case, I not only want to talk about one of those songs, but also point you to a film that gives you the backstory. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was known as America's poet and is known for the song I Heard the Bells. His story is faithfully told by the ministry Sight and Sound, which is best known for their live theater productions. I Heard the Bells was their first ever theatrical release shown in theaters in December 2022. It is now available to you to purchase or to stream into your home. His song came at the end of a tragedy. In 1861, 2 years before writing this poem, his life was shaken when his wife was fatally burned in a fire. Her dress caught on fire, and he tried to extinguish the flames as best he could. She died the next morning, and his facial burns were so severe he couldn't even attend her funeral. He grew a beard to cover his burns and often feared that he would be committed to an asylum due to his grief. His oldest son, Charles, joined the Union Army without his father's blessing. After the Battle of Charlottesville, he fell ill with typhoid fever and was sent home to recover. He was able to rejoin his unit and was severely wounded at the Battle of New Hope Church in Virginia. Longfellow, a widowed father of 6 children, the oldest nearly paralyzed, reflected not only on his grief, but the country fighting a war against itself. He wrote a poem to capture the dissonance in his own heart and the world around him as he heard the Christmas bells. This Christmas season, we need to reflect on the hope we have in Christ, even in the midst of trials and tragedies that surround us. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.